Hello everybody, this is John Cherry's message for Sunday the 13th of November. Remembrance. This weekend all over Europe we are remembering those who gave their lives for our freedom during the course of two world wars. This Sunday is commonly known as Remembrance Sunday. Records tell us that in excess of 75 million people lost their lives, and many of us, I am sure, know someone who lost a loved one during the course of these two terrible conflicts. Brave men and women who gave their lives that we might enjoy freedom today. The Bible reminds us in John chapter 15 verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." You might be asking, what is the meaning of remembrance and what relevance does it have for us today? The definition in the dictionary is the memory of a person, thing, or event. Today, for a short time, I would like us to focus on this theme of remembrance from a biblical perspective. I am sure that you can think of many instances of remembrance in the Bible. I would like to look at three of these instances today. The first of these is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Where the writer says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" The possible combination of youthful happiness and true faith is an all-important lesson of this passage. The name of Creator carries us back to Genesis and suggests one great reason for this injunction. It is folly to forget him, the one on whom we depend for our being. It is an ingratitude to forget, in the midst of the enjoyment of our bright days, him to whom we owe them all. The advice is specially needed today, for youth has so much to think about that it is delightful in its novelty, and the world, on both its innocent and simple side, appeals to it so strongly that the Creator is only too often crowded out of view. The temptation of the young is to live in the present. Remembrance belongs to older heads. Spontaneous action is more characteristic of youth. Therefore, they specially need to make an effort to bring clearly to their thoughts both the unseen future and him who is invisible. The advice that the writer gives is especially suitable for them, for what is begun early is likely to last and be strong. That is why the work that is done in Sunday school and with the young people is so important, that in their young and formative years they become grounded in God's word, that they are taught the way of salvation and the need of knowing Jesus as Saviour. I, like many, can look back and give God thanks for an upbringing in a family who put God first and from an early age was instructed in Christian things, at home, in Sunday school, and in youth groups. It is hard for older people, stiffened into habits, and with less power and love of taking to new courses, new ideas, to turn to God if they have forgotten him in their early days. I believe conversion is possible at any age. The Holy Spirit is capable of changing lives regardless of age and gender. As we get older, it becomes harder to change. So the exhortation today is to remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You might be saying, "I want to live a bit. I want to try things. The things of the world are exciting. I have plenty of time in later life to think about God. Perhaps I shall turn over a new leaf when I am older." If this is what you are thinking, then it is a shame that you only want to give God the end of your life. You need God now to help you navigate the journey of life. Why rob yourself of years of blessing and lay out bitter memories of wasted and polluted years? If you ever turn to God in the future, nothing will be so painful as the remembrance that you forgot him for so long. Christians, I know, who have turned to God in later life have only one regret, that they did not turn to Christ sooner. The advice is further important as it presents the only means of delivering life from its emptiness and vanity. Forget God and life is a desert. Remember him and the Bible tells us the desert will rejoice and blossom as a rose. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. The second example of remembrance I would like to consider are the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 17, verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Here was someone who had a deep knowledge of God. Abraham was her husband's uncle. Abraham was one who knew God intimately, and God had promised Abraham many things. Lot was a wealthy man. You remember in Genesis chapter 13 that the land was unable to support all their cattle, and Abraham asked Lot to choose the land that he wanted to save arguments over areas for their cattle to feed. The Bible tells us that Lot saw all the good land down in the valley and he moved near to Sodom. He saw an easy life, a life that would be easy with very few problems. He was starting to leave behind the godly influences in his life from Abraham and move out into the world. I wonder this morning if that perhaps describes you. You want to cast off the restraints of godly influence within your life and move closer to a life in the world. Look at the warning we have in the Bible. Remember Lot's wife. The actions that you take in your life not only have an impact on you, but also often on others around you. Lot moved further away from God with his family, and we learn from Genesis chapter 14 that Lot and his family had moved into the city of Sodom. In Genesis chapter 13, they were living near Sodom. Lot had compromised in his life and was now fully engaged in the sin and debauchery that was part of the life of Sodom. God was so upset with what was happening in Sodom that he decided he was going to destroy the city of Sodom because of its evil. God communicated with Abraham his plan for Sodom, and Abraham pleaded with God to spare the city, because he knew that Lot and his family were resident there. We read that God arranged a way of escape for Lot and his family by sending his angels to rescue them from the city. The instructions were given to Lot and his family as to what they had to do, but sadly the Bible tells us that the city was too attractive for Lot's wife. She disobeyed the instructions given by God, and the Bible tells us that she never saw freedom. The pull and the attraction of Sodom was too great for her. She looked back, something that she was instructed by the angels not to do, and the Bible says she was turned to a pillar of salt. You may be asking, what relevance has all this to me here in the 21st century, living in the town of Bergerac? If we wind the clock forward a few thousand years to the New Testament, we read in Acts chapter 17, verse 31, "For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead." So from this, I understand that one day in the future, God is again going to judge the world. But the good news for us today is that, like for Lot and his family, God has given us a way of escape to avoid this judgment. It is clearly written in simple terms in John chapter 3, verse 16. If we believe by faith in the Lord Jesus, then we escape his judgment. The Bible tells us that the pleasures of sin last only for a short time, but the promise of salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus lasts for eternity. We are still living in God's day of grace. This offer of salvation is still available today. Let us untangle ourselves from the world, from its sin, and start a new life with the Lord Jesus today. Hanging on to the world, leaving God out of our lives, will only end in disaster. Let us remember Lot's wife. And lastly, the third mention of remembrance I would like us to think about is the words of the dying man on the cross and the response of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Here was a man that could ultimately do nothing for himself. He had lived his life outside the law, and his actions, whatever they were during his life, had been so bad that the Roman courts had decided he should be punished with death. He had come to the realization that of himself he could do nothing about his situation. His only hope lay in the Lord Jesus. I am sure this man was aware of who he was being crucified beside. We listen to his language to the other criminal. This man, speaking about the Lord Jesus, has done nothing wrong. He had probably been in the crowds watching the Lord Jesus at work, healing those who were sick, raising the dead, etc., and realized here was someone who was different, someone who never did anything wrong, and here in the 11th hour of his life's experience, he had the opportunity to put his life right. He knew he was being punished for his wrongdoing, but he now had the opportunity of meeting with the only one who could help him. Today, as I have said already, we are living in the period of time that the Bible calls the Day of Grace, which basically means that God is still speaking to us in love. We started our message this morning remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives for our freedom during the courses of two world wars. I would like to end our message this morning remembering one who made an even greater sacrifice for us, the Lord Jesus. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." When the Lord Jesus was with his disciples and he instituted communion, he told his disciples, "Each time that you take communion, you are remembering the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus." Those of us who, like the criminal on the cross, who by faith have put our trust in the Lord Jesus, can look forward with confidence to spending eternity with the Lord Jesus, to be saved from future judgment to come when we accepted the Lord Jesus as Saviour in our lives. If you have not already taken this step in your life, then I would exhort you from the Bible to accept the grace that is offered to you through faith in the Lord Jesus. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember Lot's wife and take the words of the criminal on the cross and make them your own, and ask the Lord Jesus by faith this morning to remember me. Amen.